In the name of the God whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting. Hajj is a great act of worship, but like all other worships, like all other meaningful deeds in this world, you are not going to be able to do Hajj properly unless you are mentally prepared for it, unless you know what it means, unless you know what are the things that might spoil your Hajj. The Almighty says in the Quran, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى, that you take the baggage of Hajj, of journey with you. And remember that the best baggage for Hajj is taqwa. That is, you take your baggage, belongings for your needs while you will be in the journey along with you. But be absolutely sure that the most important thing in your baggage should be your God consciousness, your taqwa. Because if you are not mentally prepared to do Hajj in the right manner, then it is very unlikely that your Hajj is going to be of the right spirit. What exactly should you be doing in order for you to prepare yourself well for Hajj? Well, the first thing is that you should know what Hajj is. You should know why the Almighty requires us to come and do Hajj. You should know the meanings of each and every shaira, each and every act that you are going to undergo during the journey of Hajj. You also must know what are the things that have to be done there, what are the obligations. And this, of course, is something that needs some kind of a training, some kind of preparation before the journey of Hajj is undertaken. Also, the Quran says that when you go for the journey of Hajj, فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ, then you should not talk about anything which is obscene, absurd. You should not fight with each other. And you should not also talk about anything that has to do with evil. And God Almighty's orders and injunctions should not be violated. So this mental preparation should give you a reason to actually be mentally more strong in ensuring that you do not get indulged during these few days of journey of Hajj in anything which is undesirable. Most certainly, the ihram itself is a restriction which causes you to be conscious that you cannot do anything against God, because ihram indeed has its own restrictions which are far more restrictive than what you are normally allowed to be in your daily life as a Muslim. But the fact of the matter is that because you go to a different place, because many of us do not know the language, because the climatic conditions are much different. The Arabian Peninsula, generally speaking, is much more hot, because there are a large number of people who come to do Hajj, and there are people who are very different from you. It is likely that at times you might find yourself on the verge of losing your temper, saying things to others which are negative, because you would like to go and do tawaf and you would find that there are many others who are in your way. You would like to kiss the black stone, but there are many people who would deprive you as if to kiss the stone because, of course, of the rush of the number of people. So that one should be mentally prepared to not react to those situations. At times it can happen that because of the stress of the conditions, you might feel inclined to say a few harsh words, which most certainly should not be done. And if at all it is done, the Almighty should be approached for Him to forgive you. So it's important that while you are in the journey of Hajj, you do not say anything, you do not do anything which causes people to be in any kind of pain and difficulty because of you. Also, during the stay at Mina, it is very likely, because you've got plenty of time, because Mina and its conditions are actually meant to ensure that you are in a state of jihad, you may start talking about things which are vain, undesirable, worldly matters, things of the nature that really do not bring you close to the Almighty. So that all the time during the 5 days of Hajj, one must try to focus on remembering God and talking to each other about things which are useful from the point of view of religion, from the point of view of the betterment of the Muslim Ummah, rather than to talk about things which are negative, things which are undesirable. May the Almighty enable all the Muslims to do Hajj. May He enable them to do the Hajj in the right, in the best possible manner. And may He enable us to take the spirit of Hajj back to our respective places and to practice Islam in the best possible manner.